There was a cat that was going along with its kittens when it was accosted by a mean dog. And immediately the cat began to bark and the dog ran away. And the cat looked at its kittens and said, "What a good thing it is to know another language." When we listen to the gospel, sometimes we don't understand it. Today, God says to us in a parable, there's a guy who does a lot of work, he's building up his future. And the only thing he forgets is the most important thing, himself. There's once a saint who was taking care of poor, sick children. And it was not easy work. And a businessman came by and said, "You know, I wouldn't do that for $1 million. And the saint said, "Neither would I." There are things that should motivate us as Christians. Things of principle. Things of compassion. Relationships. It is interesting that the monks in olden times, when they had free time, they would say to themselves, "This is a time of spiritual leisure." And you know, leisure in the old Latin term, recreation, was to renew yourself, to become better. Oftentimes, when we think of recreation and leisure, we either think of just moping around, being lazy, hanging around with a beer or two, watching a football game, snoring on the couch. But the early Christians and monks said, "You have been given time. Use it well to think about your life." When Jesus came, one of the very first preaching words that we have is what? "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." And when we don't understand the language, we need a translation. Is that an accusation? Is that a threat? A lot of times teenagers think of it. When a parent asks a young teenager, "Where are you going?" The teenager says, "Oh, I got to tell you everything now? What are you, the KGB, the FBI, the CIA? And then when you don't ask the teenager, they go, "They don't care. I could be dead on the road. My parents don't care about me." But God says, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Never forget how much importance you should allow for yourself. Think about your life. Plan your day. Focus on what you said that may have hurt someone and think of a new way to do things. Always look at your life as such a great gift that does not happen by itself. We have a lot of frivolous lawsuits in the United States. There is one person who bought a car and it said it was automatic, so he fell asleep and he got into a crash and sued the company because he said, "Well, the car is not automatic, you know, it crashed." Our life is not automatic. Our life has a lot of things, but it should have one driver. You should be the driver that takes hold of your life, not your parents, not your husband, not your friends, not your church, not even your God. But you should work and say, "Who do I want to become?" Often we ask ourselves the question, "What do I want to achieve? How much do I want to have?" But we should always ask ourselves the question, "Who do I want to become?" Because repentance is not a threat. It is a great opportunity that says every day you can take the garbage that is thrown at you and react in a positive way and say, "I want to become better than my circumstances, create my own opportunities with God, and say, I am in charge, not the other people who do things to me, but what I choose to do with my life." Slava Isusu Hristu!